Number one complaint, too hard to find the button.
Number one complaint from women everywhere.
I was going to say, Walker, leave it. Leave it. All right, Charlie.
I just got that.
Well, there's your intro.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Grisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde, recording live from watching the Texans-Chiefs game. I'm sick of the Cincinnati Chiefs. There, I'll say it.
Cincinnati Chiefs.
The Cincinnati Chiefs.
We've moved them. They're in a different place now.
I'm very tired. I'm sick of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know, man. I have a bad brain, okay?
Jeff thinks that everywhere in the Midwest is the same. SMH.
Dude, you know what I love most? Cincinnati barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Smoked skyline chili.
All right, Walker, how's your Saturday going? Feel better from the migraine, bud?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. This damn barometric pressure got me fucked up.
You know, if there's one guy I hate, it's barometric pressure. That's a real prick. All right, Mike, how are you doing?
I guess that's better than Barry Manilow pressure, but...
Damn!
Barry Manilow. This guy hates Barry Manilow.
I hate that guy. I'm doing all right. I like this early morning pod. I'm not so tired, but I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Jeff?
Pretty good. We used to do it this way until I had to go get a damn job.
Yeah, what the hell, Jeff?
Oh, your fault.
I had to go get a real job, so... speaking of my real job, things are going down. I might be a manager of a location shoot sooner rather than later, baby. Let's go.
Cool.
Jeff, what? Succeeding at work.
Not quite. Others failing around me.
Okay. Being relatively competent at work.
Yes. Getting that Johnny Rico promotion. Let's go, baby. That is a Starship Troopers reference.
I was going to say, I don't get that one. No offense.
Have you seen Starship Troopers?
No.
It is very good if you watch it as a parody of our militarism and don't be like, maybe the bugs are bad, because that's what fascists do. Fascists love to be like, the bugs are bad. And if you empathize with the bugs and say that the humans are anything but perfect, then you are bad. But Johnny Rico is like, he's the protagonist and he keeps getting promoted throughout the movie and they're all like field promotions as somebody is dying.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So somebody dies, they're like, you're now a lieutenant, and like, now you're corporal. He just keeps getting promoted as people are dying because the humans are getting rinsed by the bugs. All right, let's talk football, shall we? Let's talk Thursday night football. We'll do this, get this one out of the way real quick, because guess what? This episode is about actionable stuff, and what's already happened, not quite actionable. So let's talk Chargers, Broncos. Chargers 34, Broncos 27. What would you both say is the main takeaway from this game?
Justin Herbert is really good at football.
Okay. Is he him? Capital H him.
That's right. He is him.
Mike, what do you think? Is Justin Herbert him?
Yeah. Yeah. That pass that he made where he's literally falling down on his face makes a connection for the touchdown was, I would say, pretty impressive.
Yeah. What's your main takeaway from this episode, this game, Mike? Wow, maybe I shouldn't be recording in the morning.
That no matter what kind of shitty running backs you have, you can actually win ball games.
That's if you're the Chargers, but not so much if you're the Chiefs. Or the Chiefs. God bless it, dude. The Broncos. God,
yeah.
This episode's gonna be wild because I don't know. My proper nouns are all over the place.
Yeah, I think. I mean, Bo Nix was pretty good. Yeah. He had like 20 points, 21 points.
Yeah, Bo Nix had that like the Bo Nix game where it's like a little over 250 passing yards, a couple touchdowns, ran for a bit, had a fumble, didn't lose it, but. But it was just like, it was a very Bo Nixian game. So what do we think next year for Bo Nix? Top 12 quarterback?
Yeah, top 12. I'd say 10.
Top 10.
Yeah, that's the range, I would say. Yeah, back fringe QB1, back end QB1, somewhere in that area.
Okay. So check this out. Guess who led the Broncos in rushing?
Audric Estime.
My boy. Guess who led the Broncos in receiving?
Marvin Mims, your boy.
Also my boy. Guess who lost? The Denver Broncos. Maybe yeah. I shouldn't be running an NFL team.
Jeff, all the guys I like did well and they lost.
All right, so Ladd McConkey, you're starting next every week, single week, 6 for 87. He's good now, folks. He's Rad McConkey.
The bad Mc matchup didn't matter.
Yeah, bad Mc matchup didn't matter. Mike was right. Gus Edwards, doesn't matter if you have a bad running back. If he runs for a 43-yard run, his day will look good.
Yeah, if a gaping hole opens and he just runs through it, then you're good to go.
Yeah, you look at just like the first three parts of his stat line, 14 for 68, two touchdowns. You're like, all right, cool. You know, not bad, not bad. And you look at long of 43 and then you do the math. So his other ones were 13 for 25. Is that good?
No.
Oh, so, all right. I don't think there's much else to take from this game because like the good players did well. Cortland Sutton. I'm starting him in a matchup this week. It's in Big Dynasty Dricks for third place. And he scored 10 points. And I went, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the risk. But that's like a floor game for Cortland Sutton, which is why he's been a good play this year.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't upset. I wasn't happy. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, man. Sure.
Sure, dude. All right. So let's see. Next week in the fantasy finals, the Broncos get the Bengals. So good matchup there. And the Chargers get the Patriots. So good matchup there. So two teams on the come up.
Yeah, they are coming up.
That's right. So since it'll be pretty much impossible for you to listen to this game before the Saturday games are over, we shall skip them. The questions are Mixon and Collins as free space team for the Texans. I would say for the Texans, you also want to start Dalton Schultz. I think that he scores a touchdown.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. I think that Tank Dell will get a call that should have been holding. I think that will also happen. And then we'll skip Steelers Ravens. But I didn't put any of my choices. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think the Ravens are going to win. And we'll just move on to Sunday, shall we?
Yeah, a great game to start off with.
Oh yeah, let's skip all these Saturday games. Let's skip this potential playoff previews, this Steelers Ravens classic divisional matchup, and let's go to Tommy Cutlets versus Michael Penix. A classic football matchup. Giants and Falcons. Giants are 2-12, Falcons are 7-7. Atlanta 10.5 point favorites, 42.5 point over under. How bad do you have to suck to be double digit underdogs in a rookie's first start?
Yeah.
All right. Casey Washington is out for the Falcons. Lorenzo Carter and Kadarrell Hodge are questionable. I forgot Kadarrell Hodge was still in the league.
He blocked two punts last week.
He did?
Yes.
Wow. Kadarrell Hodge, good for you. Is that why his ribs hurt? Was one with his torso?
It might have been. That's possible.
All right, for the Giants, Bobby Okereke, Patrick Johnson, and Aaron Stinney are out. Greg Stroman is doubtful. Deontay Banks, Brian Burns, Deontay Johnson, the one that's actually on a roster right now, Austin Schlottman, and Tyrone Tracy are questionable. So let's get this out of the way. The Giants are a free space team with Malik Nabers. Is Malik Nabers must start?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I have four guys here for you, very high end, because teams are in their fantasy playoffs, so we have good teams here. Malik Nabers or James Cook?
James Cook, that's tough.
Asking the tough questions here, Mike.
I'm going to go Cook.
Nabers.
Nabers or Tyreek Hill, who is questionable but is looking to play on Sunday?
Nabers.
Nabers.
All right, Nabers or JSN?
JSN.
Nabers.
Nabers or Bucky?
Nabers.
Let's move on to the Atlanta Falcons. My question is what do we do with Drake London in the inaugural Peanut Butter Jelly Time Bowl? Michael Penix in his first start. What are we doing with Drake London, who has been a top 15 play, like, by rankings most weeks, but has been lit down by Kirk Cousins? Are we just rolling him out there, closing our eyes? Are we playing it? Are we playing it cautious with Michael, with Michael Penix in his first start, with Drake London? What are we doing?
I think you're starting him in it, bruv.
In it, bruv. Okay. Oh, because
he's London.
Because
he's London.
Okay, Mike, is London Bridge falling down?
I'm gonna say you have to, just because it's the playoffs, you got to go with it. It's too risky not to put out one of your top, 12.
Players. I don't think he's gonna be outside the top 24 for you.
Yeah. So in this situation, you have to go with what got you there.
Yeah. Hey, also, I think CJ Stroud throws at least two picks, so I think the Chiefs are a good good DST this week. He just threw a second one, baby.
Wow.
All right, Drake London or T. Higgins?
Higgins.
Higgins.
Drake London or Aaron Jones?
London.
I took the extra time to make a lot of tough questions for players for you, for both of you, just so you know.
I like this, yeah. Yeah. Aaron Jones.
Drake London or Rico Dowdle?
London.
London.
All right. Drake London or Bucky? I promise they don't all have Bucky in them. I just haven't had Bucky back.
I was going to say, I wonder who Jeff's making a decision about. Never mind. I'll go Bucky.
Yeah, all right, Bucky against Dallas.
All right. And then, who the hell? Is this Samaje Perine with a catch and run? Let's go, baby. Samaje Perine just had like a 40-yard reception. All right. So Darnell Mooney, I heard a tidbit that his, I guess his high school quarterback was left-handed. And he called him up and was like, hey, dude, can you throw me some balls?
Oh, nice.
So I could get used to this. So Darnell Mooney is ready for the Michael Penix experience. So Darnell Mooney or Jameson Williams?
Williams.
Yeah, I'll go Williams.
Jameson Williams. I'm sorry, Darnell Mooney or Josh Downs?
Downs.
Mooney.
Or Debo?
Mooney.
Mooney.
Yeah, Mooney's pretty easy there. Or Travis Etienne?
Etienne.
Etienne? Mike?
He said Mooney.
Mooney, I'm going to go Mooney there as well. I think that... Michael Penix will be okay. He can't be worse than Kirk Cousins was. And Darnell Mooney was all right. And Travis Etienne has been a disaster. So, all right. And then is Bijan Robinson like a top? I think Bijan Robinson is going to get like 28 touches in this game.
Yeah, he's my RB2 on the week.
Yeah, behind Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is a smash start everywhere.
Literally bad run defense, plus he's the only guy.
Disrespect to Craig Reynolds.
That's right. Craig Reynolds he's there.
Disrespect to keeping in shape and being very vocal about it. Zach Zenner?
Yes. Zach Zenner. Zach Zenner with the Twitter ads.
Yeah. All right. So is there anything else worth? Oh, we're not starting Kyle Pitts. You can't start Kyle Pitts. You can't roster Kyle Pitts.
He should not be on your team.
Yeah. Anything else? Don't start Michael Penix in his first game in the playoffs. Don't do that. There was a question in the Discord. Are we playing Penix this week?
No.
I will start Michael Penix in my fantasy playoffs for $100,000. Mostly because I will be punching my league for $100,000.
I will start him for less money than that.
Mm.
You could give me $5,000 and I'd do it.
All right, Walker. this is a huge step up from the... Dan
the coffee
Campbell
cast. Coffee
yeah, the coffee cast. All right. Anything else for this game?
No.
All right. We all got the Falcons winning this one pretty easily. Next one, we all got the Bills winning this one. Patriots and the Bills. Patriots are 3-11. Bills are 11-3. Buffalo, 2 touchdown favorites, 46.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one. Jamichael Hasty and Marcus Jones are out for the Patriots. Kyle Duggar, Cole Strange, Caden Wallace, Jabril Peppers, and Keon White are all questionable. For the Bills, the following players are all questionable. Curtis Samuel, Matt Milano, Baylen Spector, Dorian Williams, Rasul Douglas, Damar Hamlin, and Taylor Rapp. How did I almost get Damar Hamlin's name wrong? The guy died on a football field and then came back to life. All right. Free space team for the Patriots. Hunter Henry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hunter Henry or Tucker Kraft?
Henry.
Henry.
Hunter Henry or Brenton Strange?
Henry.
Henry.
Hunter Henry or Sam Laporta?
Laporta.
Laporta.
Henry or Zach Ertz?
Henry.
I'm going to go Ertz.
I think that Ertz is a good play this week. I think he would have had a good game last week, except for he got that concussion. And it also came on a play where they could not guard him. And he scored a touchdown and then died. And then I don't think Xavier Worthy is a good play because I think he will get a non-contact leg injury. That's not good.
Oh, no.
He just popped off the line and fell down.
That's really bad.
Limped off the field. So that's not good. What about Ramondre Stevenson? Are we starting him this week? He had okay games the last couple weeks. 16 receiving yards and 69 rushing yards last week, 73 and nice. 21 the week before. Nice. Week before that, got absolutely demolished by Miami. Are we starting Ramondre Stevenson this week?
I would try not to. I think he's like a fine flex, but he's not in my top 24 running backs.
Mike, what do you think?
I think he's around top 24 for me. But like Walker said, definitely if you have better than top 24, you know, the 23-24 range, then you go for it. But I wouldn't mind playing him just because I think he'll be in that 22-24 range.
Okay. I think that it's going to be a lot of throwing in the game, so we might see a decent mix of, like, Stevenson's still a good pass catcher, but we might see a decent mix of Stevenson and Gibson, but I also think they're not going to be getting a lot of opportunities. So he's a little bit lower than me. He's more of a flex. So with that in mind, Ramondre Stevenson or Rashad White?
White.
Ramondre Stevenson or DeAndre Swift?
Swift.
Swift.
Ramondre or Travis Etienne?
Ramondre.
Etienne.
Ramondre or Kendre Miller, where we're going to operate on this episode under the assumption that Alvin Kamara is not playing on Monday night.
Ramondre.
Kendre.
Yeah, we're going to have one of those signs where it says in this house, but it says in this house, we believe that Alvin Kamara is not playing on Monday night.
It's not very useful outside of when Alvin Kamara isn't playing on Monday night.
Yeah, it's a very like one time use thing, but it actually says in this house, we believe Alvin Kamara will not be playing on Monday night because he is doubtful with a groin injury.
And we nailed it.
Yeah, we got it.
We had it for this one occasion.
I bought that thing 5 years ago. It's just been collecting dust. All right, let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Mike, you have a question about Khalil Shakir, and I kind of feel like that's the only question about this team, more or less.
Yeah, is he going to be in the top 20 this week?
No. I don't know. Walker?
No, just outside.
Just outside. So he's going to be like my dog when there's another dog that she can look at, just outside.
It's I have him at 23.
All right. I think that he is going to get a good amount of volume, but I also feel like this is supposed to be a weather game. So I think it's going to be a good amount of Khalil Shakir. I think that in PPR, easy top 24. Half PPR, you're talking flex, because we're going to talk like 8 catches for like 90 yards.
I mean, if he has 8 for 90, then you're for sure playing him.
Oh, all right. Quick question, though. Are you for sure playing him if you're trying to decide between, oh, God, I'm not stalling because I'm trying to find it in this house thing. Khalil Shakir or Tony Pollard?
I mean, shit, Tony Pollard still might not play. He didn't practice all week. I'd probably go Shakir.
Yeah, Shakir.
Khalil Shakir or Calvin Ridley?
Shakir.
Shakir, okay. Ridley. Yeah, Shakir.
Shakir or Jerome Ford?
I'd still go Khalil.
Sounds good to me.
All right. And then last one, Khalil Shakir or DJ Moore?
Give me DJ on that one.
Yeah, I'll take DJ.
Walker going into the club. Give me DJ.
That's right.
All right. James Cook must start. Josh Allen must start. I would not start anybody else on this team. Keon Coleman, Amari Cooper, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, Ray Davis, who's been getting, you know, some run lately. But
Ty Johnson had 100 some receiving yards against Dolphins.
Yeah, Ty Johnson, when I was, you know, reviewing last week and stuff, looking at for the Sleepers article this week, I was like, Ty Johnson? And then I looked into it further and I was like, no, we will not be doing that. All right, further prediction for Texans Chiefs. CJ Stroud will almost pull off a Hail Mary, but will not at the end of the first half. All right. Anything else from this game?
I think the Bills are going to win by a lot.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be we might see Trubisky.
46 and a half point over under. Will the Bills score that by themselves? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no because they're going to take their foot off the gas.
And it's weather game, so probably.
Yeah. It's going to be like 34-10 and they're in the fourth quarter and they'd be like, all right, we're done. Because they did that with the Niners. They take their foot off the gas.
Yeah. I'm going to say 31-15 is what the final score is.
I heard something that in weather games in Buffalo, the road team averages like 11 points per game or something crazy like that.
Is that good?
Is that good? All right. So let's move on to what will probably be another blowout. Lions, Bears. Lions are 12-2. Bears are 4-10. Detroit, 7-point favorites. 46.5-point over under. Injuries in this one, Ryan Bates. You don't want to know what he's been doing, but he's out. Travis Homer is doubtful. Jalen Johnson, Tevin Jenkins, Braxton Jones, Gervon Dexter are all questionable. For the Lions, David Montgomery is out, as is Jalen Reeves-Maybin and I panicked for a second because I thought Brian Branch was out, and he is very important to my home team. But he is questionable. Graham Glasnow is questionable, as is Melifonwu. Itiafu Melifonwu is also questionable for this one. Walker has a question that's you can't walk down the street without hearing somebody ask this question. Everybody's asking. It's the talk of the town.
You're hearing it more and more, folks. Is the Tim Patrick breakout for real?
Define for real.
Is he going to continue to be fantasy relevant for the next 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Interesting.
I think so. I think that you're in a situation with the Lions. So the thing with the Lions offense is that it's so multiple that it's like, oh, we don't have David Montgomery. Guess what? Jared Goff's just going to throw 40 times a game instead. And so that opens up the pie for everybody else. And so I think that Tim Patrick, who's been getting like 7 or 8 targets per game over the last couple weeks, I think he'll continue to see somewhere between 6 and 8. He's their end zone target, apparently. Did you know that over the last 3 games, he's tied for 2nd in the NFL with 3 end zone or 3 targets inside the 10?
And all 3 of them he scored on.
Yeah, exactly. But he's getting that opportunity. So it's like, oh, okay. So that part is for real. So I think Tim Patrick is for real. This is a guy that everybody was super excited about last year before he was out for the season, the year before that before he was out for the season. Everybody was super excited about this guy, and I think for good reason.
Yeah, I mean, he's still playing well. He doesn't have much speed anymore, but he's still hard to bring down. He's a good route runner, strong hands, so reliable is what I would call him for real life play. I'm a little less convinced about the fantasy viability. I think the end zone targets are good, and if you're in a deep league, he's a good like desperation flex because he's got a higher chance of scoring a touchdown than like DeMario Douglas. But I mean, I still think 8 is probably not going to happen in terms of targets because I don't think Jared Goff's going to need to throw it 55 times in this game. It's probably going to be more in like the low 30s. In my opinion. So I think you're probably going to end up seeing like a 4-catch, 40-yard performance. Like, I feel like Tim Patrick is just like a blob tight end right now.
I think it's going to be a little bit more than that because for Jared Goff throwing, because I think that the Bears will do the Bears thing, which is they'll score like three touchdowns in the third quarter. And so they're going to have to keep playing, but it's going to, but the final score is going to be like 42 to 21 or something, but it's going to be one of those things where Jared Goff's going to have to keep throwing in the second half, because the Bears, they're not impressive on offense, especially considering that like the janitor or the like the backup offensive line quality control coach or whatever it was Thomas Brown was doing is now the head coach.
He was the passing game coordinator.
Nah, he was the backup offensive line quality control coach. Sorry.
Custodian.
He's the long snapper specialist coach. He's just there to coach the long snapper.
Can you imagine?
It's like, hey, man, do the thing that you do a million times per day in practice. Just keep doing that, man.
Yeah, spin it real good between your legs, man.
Yeah. So I think that like the Bears are not a team that's going to fall apart. Like, they're okay against a questionable defense. And I think right now with like the Lions pass rush being messed up, the secondary being
beat
up. It's
the whole defense.
Yeah, it's the whole defense. Well, and don't forget the linebackers also injured.
I was going to say the linebackers are the most injured of all.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a problem. Not a problem that the offense can't overcome, but I think it's going to be one where the Lions, this will be a closer game than I like. There's a reason why Bills Patriots is a 14 point spread and this one's only 7.
But yeah, because the Bears are better than the Patriots.
Exactly. And the Lions defense is pretty beat up. So that, yes. And I think what I'm trying to talk around is that the Bears aren't good, but they're good enough to take advantage of a beat up defense.
I question that, honestly. I'm not so sure.
Okay.
I think the Bears ceiling in this game is what you said, like 21 points. I think that's as high as they're going to get. And I don't know if the Lions are going to score 40, because I just don't think, like I said, I don't think they're going to need to. I think it's going to be like 35 to 17.
Okay. Caleb taking one edible saying this is high as I'm going to get. All right, Mike.
Then he's like, it's not even working.
Yeah. And then he takes another one. Oh, no. Caleb, don't do it. Caleb, just give it time.
Eat something.
It always works. Trust me. Mike, what do you think about the Bears upside in this one? Is it going to be enough for the Lions to keep their foot on the gas, or are they just going to kind of coast in the second half?
Yeah, I think their defense is good enough to, even though the Lions offense is, you know, what it is, it's very explosive, but I think their defense is going to keep them around somewhat to make it where they're going to have to keep playing real football instead of just, you know,
giving it to Craig Reynolds.
Yeah, giving it to Craig Reynolds. So, yeah, I do think they'll keep it around.
They'll keep it around. All
it right. Would be really funny if the Lions came out and just decided we're going to run Craig Reynolds down your throat 20 times. And it worked.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs gets like 4 carries and like 3 targets, and Craig Reynolds gets 22 carries for 89 yards and 3 touchdowns.
That'd be so funny. Like, it would be so detrimental to fantasy playoffs, but holy shit, it'd be funny.
I have this weird thing where I am, you know, obviously we're recording this podcast. I'm an avid fantasy football player, but nothing makes me happier than when fantasy football players get angry. So
yeah,
it's just, you know, it's like, if you can't laugh at yourself, like, you're like, all right, I'm riding Jahmyr Gibbs, RB1. Like, this is it. I'm going to the fantasy finals. And then Jahmyr Gibbs gets like 12 snaps. You're like, what the fuck?
No, I don't think that the Lions are in that like Bill Belichick, I'm trying to fuck with you mode.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I just think it'd be hilarious if Craig Reynolds had a huge game.
It would be. All right. All right, so let's talk about the Lions starter sits real quick. And Walker, I promise, I'm going to start with Tim Patrick because I promised this name was in there before you mentioned it. Tim Patrick or Pop Douglas?
Oh. PPR, I'll go with Douglas. Any other format, Patrick.
Mike?
I'm going to go with Patrick in both. I think he's good for a touchdown. And
yeah.
Yeah, so. Touchdown.
And? a touchdown. All right. Tim Patrick or Big Charbs?
Patrick.
Patrick. Timmy B.
Yeah, Ken Walker's going to be back this week, so I think Zach Charbonnet takes a big back seat. He's going to be freaking Nicki Minaj out there with a big back seat. All right.
Oh, damn.
Tim Patrick or Wandale Robinson?
Patrick. Wandale.
Ooh. So Mike goes Wandale over Tim Patrick. You think that it's a more reliable target volume?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Walker going with the upside with Timmy P. All right, Tim Patrick or Elijah Moore?
Timmy P.
Moore.
All right, Walker doing the classic Verizon commercial. We want more. We want more.
I don't really, is the thing.
Walker loves Elijah Moore. All right, Sam Laporta. Sam Laporta must start.
Yes. At this point, he's been super involved the last month.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's must start.
All right, Sam Laporta or TJ Hockenson?
Laporta.
Laporta or Brenton Strange?
Laporta.
Laporta.
All right, these other two guys are not must start, so we're going to punt on the rest of that. What about Jared Goff? Are we starting Jared Goff in this one?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, I know it's outside. People are going to be like, it's outside, it's in the cold, he's going to be bad. But, I mean, he was perfectly fine in the cold and the rain in Green Bay earlier this year. Chicago's defense is fine, but they just got shredded by Sam Darnold. I think Goff can do the same thing, especially because they're going to have to throw a little more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a back-end QB1.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
He's definitely back-end QB1. The main question, I think, is he's going to fall out of it, and I think he will. I think he's probably a QB 14 this week.
Woo! Jared Goff or Brock Purdy?
Brock.
Goff.
Jared Goff or Sam Darnold?
Darnold.
Darnold, yeah.
Jared Goff or Jordan Love?
Goff.
Love.
Jared Goff or, I'm going to throw this bomb out and let you two fight, Anthony Richardson!
Goff.
Richardson. No, it's Goff.
All right, let's talk about the other side of the ball, the Chicago Bears. Mike, you have a question about DeAndre Swift, and I also have four questions about DeAndre Swift.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Over or under 85 total yards? I should put total.
Total. I'll still go under.
I'm gonna go under. I think this is going to be a game where they're going to throw a bunch downfield. They're not going to do little dump offs and bull hockey to DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, and I don't think Swift's going to have a high yards per carry average.
No.
Like maybe 4.
Ooh, I was thinking like 3.6, 3.7.
That's fine. So it's basically the same.
Yeah, even with a beat up defensive line, it's still way better than the Bears offensive line. So I think they're going to win up front.
13 carries for 52 yards and 3 catches for 14 yards.
Is that good?
Not really.
Is he going to score a touchdown?
Yes.
Mike, what do you think?
I think he's going to be around 65, and I do believe that he's will not score a touchdown.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh.
He's out on DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift or Rashad White?
Swift.
DeAndre Swift or Kendre Miller?
Swift.
DeAndre Swift or Keenan Allen?
Ooh. I think Allen.
Allen.
All right, you ready for this? DeAndre Swift or Roma Dunze?
I figured that was coming. Swift.
Swift.
The actual question was Jacoby Myers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I go with Myers then.
Yeah, Jacoby.
All right, what are we doing with the wide receivers in this game? We've got depth guys with depth guys behind DJ Moore with Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze. They've basically been going back and forth over the last few weeks. So are we trusting either of them, or are we going to try to stay away?
I mean, Allen scored 2 touchdowns against the Lions last time out, and the Lions have struggled defending the slot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good wide receiver 3 play. Odunze is like a fringe wide receiver 3 play. I mean, the matchup's good, but I think it's asking a lot to have 3 guys in the Chicago passing offense have good games at the same time.
Yeah, I think that that's rough. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Plus, they're like the Packers to me. They're just, you just never know which one is going to be the guy. So I'd stay away from all 3.
Yeah, one of them is going to have a good game.
Yeah.
All right, DJ Moore or Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Moore.
Moore, yeah.
DJ Moore or Jordan Addison?
Addison.
Moore.
DJ Moore or Devonta Smith?
Ooh. Devonta.
Moore.
DJ Moore or Jawan Jennings?
DJ.
DJ Moore, yeah.
Okay. Walker, big on DJ Moore this week, it sounds like. Was it Moore across the board for you on those guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, wide receiver 19.
Okay, so big week for DJ Moore coming for Walker. Big week being 8 for 67.
There we go.
Because they've been doing a lot of weird bullshit with him behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and he'll run twice for 12 yards.
Yeah, all of a sudden, DJ Moore's running the ball. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't understand.
They're turning him into Debo.
Yeah, Debo Moore, they're calling him.
Debo J. Moore.
Debo J. Moore.
That's what it stands for.
That's a good episode title. Devo J. Moore. Sorry, Barry Manilow pressure has been
Michigan J. Frog, Devo J. Moore.
Devo J. Moore. All right. All right. You're not starting Cole Kmet. I would not start Caleb Williams.
I try not to. I don't think he's a bad play necessarily because of how beat up Detroit is. But I think that if you're in the fantasy semis, you probably have a better option.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
What was the question?
Caleb Williams this week. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. In Superflex, you're going to have to make some decisions. So Caleb or Anthony Richardson?
I'd go Caleb.
Caleb.
Caleb or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh.
Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers.
Caleb or Tua?
Tua.
Caleb.
Caleb or Drake May?
Caleb. Yeah. Playing against Buffalo, I don't like.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the next game. Browns and Bengals. Browns are 3-11. Bengals are 6-8. Cincinnati, 7-point favorites. 49.5-point over-under. For the Bengals, Sam Hubbard, Tanner Hudson, and Sheldon Rankins are out. Charlie Jones, Orlando Brown, and Alex Kappa are questionable. For the Browns, Shelby Harris is out. Martin Emerson, David Njoku, Cedric Tillman, and Jameis Winston are all questionable, but DTR is going to get the start, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So who do we start with DTR under center? That's my question for this game. Who can we trust?
I mean, as long as David Njoku plays, you have to play him.
Okay.
He's been getting so many targets. And then I think you have to play Judy right now, too, because he's the clear focal point among the receivers. But that's for sure it.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
I don't think you can trust anybody with DTR under center.
Wow.
Yeah. Trust is a strong word. So, I think one will be viable. Which one that is between Judy and Njoku is up in the air. If I had to rely on someone, out of those two, I'd probably do more Njoku than Judy just because I think DTR is going to be dumping the ball off quite a bit, and that usually means either to the running back or the tight end. And, well, who's the tight end? Njoku, of course. So
yeah.
If I had to put one of those to be viable, then I would pick Njoku.
Yeah, and that weird game earlier this year where they ended up with 3 quarterbacks playing, he had double digit, he being David Njoku, had double digit targets. So definitely, I think he becomes a focal point of the offense the worse the quarterback hits. So I think I would trust David Njoku this week. I would guess for Walker, he's like tight end 5?
2.
2, tight end 2. Okay, so Walker, who's ahead of him?
Trey McBride.
Trey McBride. Does Trey McBride score a touchdown this week?
Yes. I'm gonna keep saying yes until it happens. It probably
until it happens.
But I'm gonna keep pushing it.
Mike, what do you think?
I think no, but I'd like the optimism from Walker. Wow.
Going up against the Panthers. They can't stop anybody. All right. So I'm not even going to do the questions because Mike says you sit David Njoku. Walker says you start David Njoku, number two. So I can't even, like, here, I'll be like, Brenton Strange. Let's see. Start for Mike, sit for Walker versus David Njoku. You can guess already what the answers are.
Yeah, right. It'll be fun. Yeah.
I'm going to skip that. So let's talk about Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy, sounds like, Mike, you have a little bit more optimism in Jerry Jeudy this week. Walker, what are your thoughts on Jeudy?
I like Jeudy. I mean, I think it doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. He's playing out of his mind right now. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I have him wide receiver 17.
Okay. Jerry Jeudy or Kendre Miller?
Jeudy.
Mike?
I'm going to go Jeudy.
Jeudy or Tyrone Tracy?
Tyrone. Jeudy.
Jeudy or Adam Thielen?
Thielen.
Jeudy or DK Metcalf?
Metcalf.
Jeudy.
All right, let's talk about the running game. We've got no Nick Chubb in this one, broken foot. I'm going to turn the ball over to Jerome Ford, who is, if you don't know Jerome Ford's profile, he's more of a pass catching back than Nick Chubb. I did say a few weeks ago, I think he works better for this iteration of the Browns because they stink. So they're not a team that, like, Nick Chubb is just going to run the ball like 25 times on you and just beat you down, whereas Jerome Ford, he had that nice catch and run. So I think that he is he's a decent option in PPR. So are we going to go Jerome Ford or Tony Pollard if he plays?
Pollard.
Yeah, Pollard.
Jerome Ford or Rashad White?
White.
White.
Jerome Ford or Jerry Jeudy, his teammate who we were just talking about?
Ford.
Jeudy.
All right. Jerome Ford or Calvin Ridley?
Ford.
Ford.
All right. Do we have any disagreement that if you have a Cincinnati Bengal that you would normally be starting, you start them? Burrow, Higgins, Chase, and Brown.
You should start all those guys for sure.
Yeah. All of them.
Yep. And I would not get cute and start Mike Gesicki, even though he's getting like 3 for 35 every week. Nope. And look, if I'm saying don't start Mike Gesicki, you're not starting Mike Gesicki. Yes,
that's right. Exactly right.
All right. Let's move. We all got the Cincinnati Bengals winning this one. Let's move on to the AFC South battle. Titans and Colts. Titans are 3-11. Colts are 6-8. Indy, 4.5-point favorites. 42.5-point over-under. For the Colts, Alec Pierce, EJ Speed are both out. Mo Alie-Cox, Julius Brents, Jalen, this always happens. See what happens when I start to not be able, and then my desk breaks. When I start to not be able to read names, it's because I sit back. So I cannot read because I am old. So Jalen Carlies is also, I'm going to leave this all in because my desk broke. It's real chaos. Jalen Carlies, I'm going to start this over. Alec Pierce is out. EJ Speed is out. Mo Alie-Cox, Julius Brents, Jalen Carlies, Ashton Doolin, Matt Gay, and Ryan Kelly are all questionable. For the Titans, Colton Dowell, not a person. Dalton Cowell would be a better name.
Imagine it being named Dalton.
Oh, my God. Imagine being named Colton, like Colt McCoy. Tank Dell just scored a touchdown and is holding his knee. Not good. He is in serious pain.
Just scored a touchdown. Good. Holding his knee. Oh, no.
Everybody, nobody is celebrating anything. Ooh,
that's
this
not
is
good at all.
This is really bad. Boy. Kenneth Murray is questionable, as is Tony Pollard, Otis Reese, and Will Levis. But they already said that it's going to be
SMF named Otis Reese.
Oh, do not look at the Tank Dell replay.
Oh, boy.
It's real bad. It's really, really bad.
This is like his whole leg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it,
yeah.
It was three players diving. It was Tank Dell caught the ball. Nico Collins was diving for it, as was I can't see who the
CJ Stroud's crying.
Yeah, I can't see who the chief was, but they both Collins and the chief landed on Tank Dell's leg.
That's tough.
This sucks, dude.
That's really tough. I mean, yeah, there's not much else you can say. That's rough.
That's rough, man. That sucks so bad. All right. Let's talk about the Titans, I guess. We've got Calvin Ridley is a boom bust wide receiver three and Tony Pollard if he plays. Is there anybody else?
Oh God, no. Why would you play anybody else on this team? No. I mean, if Tony Pollard doesn't play, then you can play Tyjae Spears. But that's the only other consideration you should have.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
I was watching the Tank Dell situation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's the question again?
Oh, sorry. On the Titans, are you starting Tony Pollard if he plays?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
All right. And then Calvin Ridley's like a boom bust wide receiver three.
Yes, absolutely.
This sucks, man. We went from like, oh, Jeff's desk broke. Ha ha ha. Jeff can't talk. Ha ha ha. To, oh, God, Tank Dell's career might be in jeopardy. This sucks.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley or DeAndre Swift this week?
Swift.
Yeah, I go Swift.
Calvin Ridley or Marvin Harrison?
Calvin Ridley. I gotta go Ridley.
Harrison.
Calvin Ridley or Jaden Reed?
Jaden Reed.
Reed, yeah.
Calvin Ridley or Adam Thielen?
Give me the white boy.
Thielen.
The white boy. All right. And then for the running back, Tony Pollard, this is assuming that he plays. If he doesn't play, I'm going to say Pollard, Spears, or this player. So you can tell me, like, if Pollard plays, if Spears plays. Like, it's like a twofer question. Got it?
Okay. I believe so, yes.
All right. Titans running back or Khalil Shakir?
I'd go Shakir no matter what.
Yeah, I go Shakir. The Colts have been pretty good against the run lately with Grover Stewart and Defoe. So I like Shakir here.
All right. Marvin Harrison or Titans running back?
Titans running back.
Yeah. Just after I said that, I'm going to go Titans running back.
Titans running back or JSN?
JSN.
JSN, yeah.
Either way?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Titans running back or Rico Dowdle?
Dowdle. Give me Titans running back.
I would go Pollard, Dowdle, Spears, depending.
I think if Spears is in, even though his running line will probably be like 13 for 19, he'll catch six passes.
Okay. That's fair. All right. And that's it. Don't get cute with Mason Rudolph. Like, I guess in a two quarterback league, he's a decent sleeper, but even then,
I don't like it.
He's still Mason Rudolph, folks.
Don't play Chig either.
Yeah.
He had a million catches last week, but that's not like reasonable to predict.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of this. Chig Okonkwo? Huh?
And when you're doing that in the fantasy playoffs, the answer is almost always no.
Yeah. Like, if he gets like a good game, consider yourself bailed out from a bad play.
Right. Like, I would have rather played Stone Smart. I would rather play Brenton Strange. I would rather play Dalton Kincaid.
No, Walker, let's not say things we can't take back.
I said it. I mean it.
Wow.
And I don't even like Dalton Kincaid at all.
I'm pulling up the Walker quote bot. I would rather start Dalton Kincaid.
Please don't make that. That could be used for a lot of bad things.
I would rather start Dalton Kincaid, sending it straight to fantasy receipts. All right. All right. On the Colts side of the ball, Mike, you wanted to know about Michael Pittman. Mike asking about the guy that was named after him.
That's right.
All Michael, Mikes are named after Mike.
Michael Valverde Pittman.
Valverde Pittman. So is he going to be over or under 4.5 receptions?
I'm going to go under. Ooh. I think it's 5 or 6, though.
So. Yeah, I'm going to go with 4. 4 for 38.
Man, I just saw other bad news. This sucks, man. This day sucks.
What's the other bad news?
Ricky died.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Henderson died, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died today.
What the hell? I didn't
today
know.
Sucks.
Ricky Henderson? Oh my god.
Yeah. We're getting so much live information on the podcast today.
I know.
They have a fucking truck on the field for Tank Dell. Like, what the fuck's going on?
It was bad when they waved off the cart.
Yeah, and brought out the truck.
The covered cart?
CJ Stroud is still crying.
Yeah, dude, this is bad, man.
This might be one of, like, the worst we've ever seen. Jesus Christ.
I'm, like, way behind you guys. I'm on the computer, so I can't really see what's going on.
It sucks. Here, Mike, let me give you a quick update. It sucks.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's the cart, but it has, like, a semi-truck thing on the back instead of just the cart.
Yeah, it's like the cart, but with, like, a medical tent on it.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah.
It's kind of weird. All right. So Michael Pittman. I forgot to do a Michael Pittman thing. So Michael Pittman or Josh Downs?
Oh, geez. Downs.
Yeah, Downs.
All right, then Josh Downs or Romeo Doubs?
Doubs.
Hitting the pivot.
Doubs.
Josh Downs or Rome Odunze?
Odunze.
Downs.
Josh Downs are the first time saying his name this week. Jalen McMillan.
Oh, I'd go McMillan.
McMillan.
Yeah, I think when you're going there, you're going upside. I think Jalen McMillan. I think they found something there in Tampa Bay. With Evans and McMillan. Yeah, he's good. He was a round three pick, so it wasn't like he's coming out of nowhere.
Right.
Good.
Not a dirty round four pick like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Disgusting.
Nipples Although I...
disrespecting the draft room. Although, I the more I think about it, the more I think that if the Lions had picked like they ended up with like a third round comp pick, they would have ended up with... taking Amon-Ra in the third round.
Yeah,
they were targeting him.
Right. They based on their intel, they were reasonably confident he would be available in the fourth round.
Yeah.
And so that's where they took him. But yeah, I mean, if they didn't have a fourth round pick, they'd have taken him earlier.
Yeah. I remember draft day. I just a complete aside, so we can talk about something good and not bad. Draft day for the. The Lions that week, they were talking about, like, they showed the video. They're like, yeah, we got that USC kid. Like, they had him penciled in. They were like, USC kid.
Yeah.
Like, they were targeting him, so.
I think they did. I'm sure that they clocked how much of, like, a crazy person he is in the interview. whenever they interviewed him. But I don't think you truly see the level of football psychopathy that's going on here until you like see him at work.
Yeah.
And it's like, he just never stops. There's no off button here.
It's their notes for him. Football lunatic, parentheses, complimentary.
Complimentary, that's right.
All right. Jonathan Taylor must start.
Yeah. I don't love it, but yeah, you can't.
Just don't drop the frickin' ball right before you cross the goal line, you stupid son of a bitch.
Oh my god, I love Mike. Let's go.
Love you too.
Rant time.
All right, Mike, Jonathan Taylor. Are you going to drop him like he dropped that football? No.
Okay. God damn it.
Must start Jonathan Taylor, and don't start anybody else. Anthony Richardson is like a mid-tier RB2 or quarterback 2 for super flex leagues. I would say you're looking at him or like Anthony Richardson or Matthew Stafford.
Stafford.
Anthony Richardson or Aaron Rodgers.
We discount double check.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Rodgers.
Hey, Rodgers. All right. Let's go on to the next game, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. I have two instances.
Speaking of Stafford and Rodgers.
Yes.
It's the next game.
Oh, are you doing it? Is. Now? You're introducing the next game?
Well, no, I was just segueing into it. Speaking of
Stafford and Rodgers.
Jesus Christ.
Rams at Jets. Rams are 8-6. Jets are 4-10. Rams 3-point road favorites, 47.5-point over under. For the Rams, there's nobody listed on the injury report. For the Jets, Michael Carter is out with a back injury. Braylon Allen, Leckie Fotu, Elijah Vera Tucker, and Quinnen Williams are all questionable.
Really burying the lead there. Quinnen Williams last in the order.
Yeah. Ooh, and now Noah Gray can't get up.
No. That's,
I think he hurt his back. I think he got up. He's walking off the field. I think he either got hit in the grays or he got the wind knocked out of him. I think he's okay.
Hit in the grays.
All right. So for the question for this one, Walker has a one-word question for the Rams.
Stafford?
Maybe. That leads into my question. Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh. Why not both?
Ooh, Walker jamming. I think if you can get the points from two quarterbacks in one quarterback spot, I think you do that.
I would agree. Yes. What if it's Will Levis and Aiden O'Connell, though?
I would not do that. Somehow you would manage negative points.
Incredible work. I think you could. I mean, Mike, do you like Stafford this week or not?
I think he's serviceable. I think you can get him inside the top 12. At the later portion of the top 12, but I think you can definitely start him if you need to.
So if you take out that really, really like just absolute dog shit Thursday night football game in the rain, where my coworkers kept going, how could you go to that game without a poncho? Look, I'm stupid. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Leave me alone. In the four games.
You have the gall to ask me why I didn't do something? It's because I don't prepare and I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. You want the answer? See? I'm stupid, okay?
I'm dumb and I know what the reasoning is.
Yeah. As I was sitting there, trust me, I was asking myself that question. But in the four games before that, averaging 260 yards, 2.5 touchdowns, 0 picks per game. He got all his boys back and he is cruising. So and if you take that all the way back to the Minnesota game, which is when he got, that was the, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp back game.
Yeah.
It was that when
one. They beat Minnesota.
Yeah. 273 passing yards, 2.3 touchdowns and 0.4 picks per game. So he's pretty cruising good. with his guys. So yeah,
he's Stafford again.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford or Brock Purdy.
Stafford.
Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff.
Goff.
I wonder. It's Jared Goff.
Matthew Stafford or Jordan Love?
Stafford.
All right, so we've got Puka Nacua and Kyren Williams as must-start players. What about Cooper Kupp?
I still think he's must-start. He's not as high as Puka in the rankings, but I still think he's a really good wide receiver, too.
What do you think, Mike?
What has he done lately?
Last week he did literally nothing, Mike. But, before that, since returning from injury, he was averaging 6.4 catches for 73 yards per game.
And in the week before that, he didn't really do much either,
For seven. So let's go week by week.
He's doing real good, and then the last two games have been bad.
Just the last one game. Two out of his last three games have been bad. Because he had the Niners game, 0 points. Then he had 5 for 92 and a score in that crazy ass Buffalo game. Then against the Saints, he had 3 for 17. But in the games before that, 5 for 51 and a score, 11 for 104, 7 for 80, 6 for 106 and 2, 8 for 60 and 1. I'm not like defending. I'm just saying this is like an actual question because over his last four games, it's been good, bad, good, bad.
Right.
Well, it's time for a good one.
It's
time for a good one.
I'm just going with the pattern here, guys. Cooper Kupp or Juwan Jennings?
Jennings.
Kupp.
I would go Kupp. Cooper Kupp or Bartholomew Irving?
Bartholomew.
I like that since he's played for the Bucks.
That's right, baby. Yeah, Irving is actually short for Buccaneers Irving.
Buccaneers Irving. No, that should be the episode title. Buccaneers Irving. That's so good. Oh my god.
I'll go Irving. Jesus.
I'm gonna go I'll go with Irving.
Cooper Kupp or Aaron Jones?
Jones.
Jones.
Cooper Kupp or Garrett Wilson?
Garrett. Wilson.
All right. Any the Rams we said are must start players. Let's talk about the Jets really quick. So the question for this game is about Mike is from Mike and about the wide receivers.
And so both Adams and Williams. Wilson.
I don't think Quinnen Williams. I don't think Quinnen Williams is a top 15 wide receiver.
Okay, but what if Quinnen Williams caught a touchdown?
Caught a touchdown. Remember,
Quinnen Williams did have pick six or no fumble recovery six.
Yeah,
a long one. So.
So there you go.
Fat man touchdown. We love to see it.
Fat man touchdown.
Quinnen Williams with more touchdowns than Trey McBride this. Oh no, that's not true because Trey McBride has rushing touchdowns. I take it back.
Imagine if Tavondre Sweat would have taken that fumble all the way last week.
Walker, I haven't stopped imagining that.
Jeff's like, my pornography viewing has gone down significantly this week.
It's just thinking about a 300-plus pound man stiff-arming an entire defense on his way to a touchdown.
Yeah, he can't run away from anybody, and it simply doesn't matter.
He can't tackle him. Yeah. Oh, man. It's like the videos of that mascot. Was it the Minnesota mascot, the gopher that was just stiff arming kids over and over?
Oh God. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sorry. Where were we? I was thinking about, Tavondre Sweat.
We're talking about the Jets.
Making me Tavondre Sweat up here. Woo-hoo-hoo! All right. The Jets, Adams and Wilson, both top 15 is your question, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think both of them are going to be top 15 this week.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been just been like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to throw these guys, 25 combined targets every week. And it's been working out
in the first place. Dumbass.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
I know it's got to be his idea.
Yeah, Aaron. Yeah, exactly. So Aaron Rodgers, everything with Aaron Rodgers can be explained by he has oppositional defiance disorder.
That's correct.
Like, whatever you tell him to do, he's like, no.
Yeah. Fuck you. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, you know what? I really should have been throwing the ball to those guys. Actually.
He comes in. He's like, I had a great idea. And you're like, God damn it, Aaron. This was my idea.
He's got to be the most frustrating guy to coach in the entire universe. Yes, I think both the receivers are going to do well.
I agree. What about Breece Hall?
I don't have Breece Hall in my top 15 running backs.
Mike, what do you think? Breece Hall.
Top 24.
Yeah, he's been so last week 9 for 30 in a score, 2 for 21 through the air. Week before that, 12 for 60 on the ground, nothing in the air. Week before that, 78 for 1, 78 and 1 on the ground, 7 for 43 and a touchdown through the air. But that was against probably the worst team in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts.
Hey.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
Ugh.
So I think that he's more of a back end, like a middling RB2 style. So let's go Breece Hall or Devonta Smith. Walker sucking their teeth at the question.
Breece Hall. Breece Hall.
Mike?
I agree. Breece Hall.
Breece Hall or Jerome Ford?
Hall.
Hall, yeah.
Breece Hall or Brian Robinson?
Robinson's playing Philly. I'll go Hall.
Hall.
Breece Hall or that was a neutral zone. Breece Hall or DK Metcalf.
Metcalf.
Hall.
I hope somebody listens back to this and just has I have the random aside of that was the neutral zone.
Yes. I noticed that immediately. I was like, yeah. It was too.
Yeah. They called it. All right, and then that's it. We kind of covered Aaron Rodgers by asking the other questions. Aaron Rodgers comes up in a lot of other quarterbacks, so we'll skip talking about Aaron Rodgers specifically because I think he's an interesting play. Do I think he's a good play? No. Do I think he's an interesting play? Yes. Do I think he's an interesting man? Also, no.
Enigma.
Enigma.
I completely forgot. What a piece of shit.
He is so pompous, man.
I hate Aaron Rodgers so much.
That too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he as annoying as it seems he would be?
Yes, very much so. Yes. Right. Yeah. Everything all the all the I'm going to do it my way kind of situation and everything else. Yeah. Or I'm not going to listen to my doctors. I'll hear you, but I'm not going to listen to you kind of thing. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Aaron Rodgers just listening to two tracks on his iPod. My Way by, what is that, Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra, yeah.
And My Way by Limp Bizkit.
And also My Way by Usher.
Just all My Ways.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit, classic Aaron Rodgers phrase. It's my way or the highway.
Yeah, all right, hear him say that all the time.
You don't hear him say it, but you hear him say it.
You know what he's saying.
You know what he's saying. All right. So we all got the Rams winning this one. And I think the Rams are going to cover pretty easily, too. I don't think it's going to be a 3-point spread. I think it's going to be...
I think it'll be close.
I don't think it'll be not close, but I think it'll be like a 8-point game.
Give me 30 to 24 Rams.
Yeah, I could see that. That's still the Rams covering.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it'll be one score game.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I also don't think it's going to be, one score
game. I do not think the Jets will win this game, though.
No, none of us do.
The Rams care, and the Jets don't, and ultimately that's what matters.
That is very true, that the Rams care and the Jets do not.
Like talent-wise, the teams are very similar, and they should play similarly most of the game, but when it gets down to it, Stafford cares if he wins this game. Rodgers doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, Rodgers is just trying to get Davante Adams like a million yards. That's all he's trying to do.
Yeah, so that he can get another Taco Bell in his house.
Yeah, dude. Davante Adams, not enough Taco Bells.
The distance from the couch to the Taco Bell is too far. I need one right in front of my face.
Actually, next thing, a DoorDash driver that just rides one of those scooters where you lean.
He's got a Segway. He's taking it from the Taco Bell to Devontae, and Devontae's paying him like handsomely to do that.
Or it's like three guys that just do the fireman passing thing.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah, just, I like that.
Or check this out, Aaron Rodgers. He just throws him the burrito like it's a football.
Wow. Wow. And Aaron Rodgers gets his nice immunized hands all over that burrito.
Yeah, why is here, Taco Bell, free commercial for you. Burrito jugs machine. Easy.
Ooh, that's true. Well, I feel like it would shoot it out too fast though and then fall apart.
Well, no, it's a commercial walker. So you can have it be complete. And just like Davante Adams is on his couch and he's just like, let me get a bean of cheese. It's just like, or a cantina chicken burrito. And he's just like, funk, and he catches it and eats it. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Easy commercial, Taco Bell.
That is a pretty good commercial, yeah.
Yeah. Easy commercial, Taco Bell.
I decided to bundle my practice with my Taco Bell.
Get out of here.
And then Jake from State Farm shows up.
That's I knew as you said bundle. That's why I was like, get out of here. Like, nobody called you Jake.
And then another random athlete comes up and is like, oh, you don't need me, you need Jake from State Farm.
Oh, is that Jake from State Farm?
It's Cameron Brink, the WNBA star.
Yeah, what are you doing here, Cameron Brink? No, it's gonna be Candace Walker. Candace Walker. Candace Parker. She's been showing up in commercials a lot.
Oh yeah, because she's like a TNT talking head now.
Yeah, so it's gonna be Candace Parker.
Yeah, I like that.
It's like, what are you doing here, Candace Parker? She's like, oh, I don't know, because no athlete can act.
Right.
I bet Xavier Worthy scores a touchdown with 2 minutes or 42 seconds left in the third quarter in this game. All right. I forgot where I was. I'm trying to figure out who Candace Walker is.
Oh, it's the Eagles and Commanders.
Eagles are 12-2. Commanders are 9-5. Philly, 3.5-point favorites. Also a game where they will cover. 3.5 fights on the sideline involving Nick Sirianni. I'm going the over.
10 fights, 15 fights.
Yeah. Commanders, 46.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Eagles. Sidney Brown, Britton, Covey, and Bryce Huff are all out. For the Commanders, Jonathan Allen and Jeremy Chin. Jonathan Allen is out. Jeremy Chin and Zach Ertz are questionable.
Zach Ertz, multiple injuries.
Zach Ertz, beat the fuck up. All right, Eagles, we have them as a full house free space team. Jalen Hurts, start him. Saquon Barkley, start him. AJ Brown, start him. Devonta Smith, start him.
He's like a high-end wide receiver three for me. So I would say he's probably like a start more often than a sit, but I don't think he's a must start.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Walker.
Devonta Smith or Jordan Addison?
Addison.
Addison.
Devonta Smith or Jalen McMillan. Let's see how high Jalen McMillan actually is.
McMillan.
Woo!
Spicy Mike. I'm going with Devonta.
All right, Devonta or Marvin Harrison?
Devonta, baby.
All right. Grant Calcaterra?
No.
Please don't do that.
Don't do that. The only reason he has had any points is because he caught a touchdown 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, boy. All right. Let's talk about the Washington Commanders. Walker, you have a question about Zachariah Ertz.
Yeah, if he plays, are you interested in starting him?
I feel like I don't know. I don't know. That this is a true I don't know. Part of me says yes, part of me says no.
Yeah, well, I think that probably means no.
Yeah, I think that's no. At this point in the season, I think it's no.
All right, Mike, I think you're going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely say yes.
There we go. Mike, big fan of Zach Ertz. He's a fellow old man.
Yes, sir. Right. Us in the ARP.
Got him.
If Zach Ertz doesn't play, Ben Sinnott?
Go away.
No,
it's not time yet.
It's not time yet.
You'll know when it's time.
When it's
you won't have to force it when it's time.
Oh man, I'm so excited for Ben Sinnott time. He better do something.
The NFL is edging you on Ben Sinnott.
I'm gonna come at you, NFL. I have scissors right here that I'm gonna.
Roger Goodell, you watch out.
I'm gonna stab Roger Goodell.
Kill Roger Goodell.
All right.
Flatulence. Pancake.
are you trying to activate
mitochondria?
Walker, trying to do my Winter Soldier activation phrase.
Yes, so you will kill Roger Goodell. Not actionable.
No, not actionable.
We're not going to kill Roger Goodell. We're only going to do it in the game.
In Madden.
Yes, I'm going to make Roger Goodell, and then I'm going to tank on purpose as a coach, and then I'm going to tank on purpose so he gets fired.
That's right, baby.
You're fired.
You're fired. That's one we haven't said in a while.
True.
You're fired.
I like the mic touch on the you're fired.
Yeah. You're fired.
There it is.
Yeah.
But you know who I'm actually going to kill, and this is an actual threat? Rob Manfred.
Oh, wow.
I will kill you. If I see you, it is on site, Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred, not Jeff's Rob Manfred.
No, I will rob you of your life.
Anyway, on the rest of the Commanders, you start Jaden Daniels. You start Terry McLaurin. Brian Robinson, I think you also start in almost every case.
Brian Robinson or Calvin Ridley?
Brian Robinson.
Yeah, Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson or DK Metcalf?
B-Rob.
Yeah.
B-Rob or DeAndre Swift?
B-Rob.
B-Rob.
B-Rob or Jonnu Smith?
Oh, Jonnu. Yeah, give me Jonnu. Why not?
Okay. I had to get one weird tight end in there. One weird tight end question, because generally we don't flex tight ends. All right, we all got the Eagles winning this one. By the way, my wife came upstairs. She does not listen to the podcast, but she came upstairs to me threatening to kill Rob Manfred. So.
Does she know who Rob Manfred is?
I doubt it. Okay. All right. Cardinals.
Like, were you threatening?
The commissioner of Major League Baseball. I'm threatening a potential billionaire. Is that bad? Is that going to cause me problems, threatening a billionaire?
No, because he will never hear this.
We need to find a Luigi Mangione style solution to this situation.
He's the CEO of baseball, Luigi. We need you.
Luigi, we need you. He put a runner on second base in extra innings. He deserves death.
He's talking about the golden batter rule.
stupidest rule. Roger Goodell is like, we need a dumber rule in sports than the fumble touchback. So we need the golden batter rule.
Oh, all
right. Cardinals, Panthers. Cardinals are 7-7. Panthers are 3-11. Arizona, 4.5-point favorites. 46.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Trey Benson, Paris Johnson, Jesse Luketa, Mack Wilson, Elijah Jones, and Matt Prater are all out for Arizona. For the other injuries, Sean Murphy Bunting and Roy Lopez are questionable. For the Panthers, Xavier Legette is out. Jadeveon Clowney, A'shaun Robinson, David Moore, Robert Hunt, Jalen Coker, and Ike Ekwonu are all questionable.
Three players with illness. Two offensive linemen and an edge rusher with illness.
They all went to Davante Adams' Taco Bell.
So it all comes back to Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's they went to Davante Adams' Taco Bell and then they caught COVID. So
because Aaron Rodgers is not vaccinated.
Exactly, he's immunized, Walker.
But that is that vaccinated,
Walker? He's immunized. God,
that seems like a specific difference, eh?
Yeah. You know, he got off that podium. He's like, I'm so fucking smart.
Oh, my God. He was sucking himself off so hard.
Yeah. All right. My question is, can we trust Kyler Murray in this game? Kyler Murray has, let me just run back over the last 4 weeks for you. Kyler Murray is averaging 0.75 touchdowns per game while throwing 5 picks in 4 games, so what's that, 1.25? He's averaging about 250 yards. My document with this information in it will not load for some reason, so I am just going off the PFR page. And then he is has only rushed for more than 16 yards once over the last 4 games, so he's not even getting that rushing bump for you. So in this game against the Panthers, are we trusting Kyler Murray?
I think if you've made it this far playing Kyler Murray through the bad times, you have to play him this week when he's got the ideal matchup.
If you don't love me at my 224 and zero, you don't deserve me at my taking on the Panthers.
Yes, that's correct. Exactly right, Jeff.
Mike, what do you think? Are we trusting Kyler Murray?
I am trusting Kyler Murray in this matchup. Yeah.
All right, Kyler or Samuel Darnold?
Darnold.
Kyler.
Kyler or Baker?
Baker.
Baker.
Kyler or Jordan Love?
Kyler.
Kyler.
Kyler or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden.
Kyler.
Ooh. Where's Kyler ranked for you, Walker?
6.
Okay. Marvin Jayden Harrison
Daniels is ranked 7.
Okay. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the only real other question in this game because James Conner is a must start. Trey McBride's a must start. So Marvin Harrison Jr. has been like a questionable boom bust wide receiver 3. So like, would you rather go Marvin Harrison or DK Metcalf?
DK.
DK.
Are you going to go Marvin Harrison or Jerry Judy?
Judy.
Yeah, Judy.
Marvin Harrison or Jaden Reed?
Harrison.
Harrison.
Marvin Harrison or Jameson Williams?
J-Mo.
Harrison.
Okay, let's talk about the other side of the ball. Mike, you have a question about Bryce Young.
So Bryce Young, 2+ touchdowns this week?
No.
Absolutely not.
1.
Just 1? Poor Bryce.
I'm going to say 233 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, 19 rushing yards.
Yeah, I'm going to go. The Cardinals have allowed multiple garbage plate. They've allowed multiple passing touchdowns to 4 quarterbacks this year. Those quarterbacks are Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, and Sam Darnold.
Okay, so the worst quarterback there is Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I'm no offense to Bryce Young, but he's not in that class. So.
You're not that guy, Bryce Young.
You're not that guy. No. Yeah, that's all right. Bryce Young not going to do it this week.
Don't do it. Chuba Hubbard must start. Top 10 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the only other question on this team is Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen or Khalil Shakir this week?
Shakir.
Yeah, I have to go Shakir.
Adam Thielen or Ramondre Stevenson?
Thielen.
Thielen.
Adam Thielen or Kendre Miller?
Thielen.
Thielen.
Adam Thielen or Deebo Samuel?
Thielen.
Thielen.
Deebo Samuel, cut him. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Deebo Samuel, 43rd in my rankings.
Yeah. Get out of here. Dropping a fucking touchdown. Fucking kill you, Deebo Samuel. Yeah. Mike, love you.
Jeff said his wits end with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
I am so at my wits end with the 49ers. All right. Worst game since Adam Thielen's been back is 3 for 57. So since good then, 8 for 99, 9 for 102, and 5 for 51. So I think he'll get at least 5 for 51 in this one. So he will beat out Cortland Sutton by 0.01 at least.
Got him. Cortland Sutton, Mr. Average, folks.
Cortland Sutton, Mr. Rection. Let's go.
Mr. Rection.
Mr. Erection. Mr. Edward Rection.
Mystery Erection.
Ooh. Don't want that. That's not what you're looking for. That is not what you're
actually
looking
you're looking for the cause.
All right. Vikings 12-2. They travel to Seattle to take on the 8-6 Seahawks. Minnesota 3-point favorites, 43.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Fabian Moreau and Jalen Redmond are both out. CJ Ham and Harrison Smith are questionable. For the Seahawks, Kayvon Wallace, Bradley Russell, and Trevis Gibson are all out. So the question for this one is, will you take 11 guaranteed PPR points, or will you start TJ Hockenson?
Or TJ? I'll go with 11.
I think I'd start Hockenson.
You think you'd start Hockenson?
Yeah, I just don't think the risk is that big. Like, I feel like Hockenson's floor is like 7 points. So that's not that much lower than 11. And I feel like his ceiling is higher than 15 points. So by the range, I think Hockenson's like median range of outcomes is higher than 11 points.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd rather have that guarantee. I just can't trust TJ. And he's, yeah, so 11 is guaranteed for me.
Ooh. If Mike tears his UCL, his pitching career will be over. He does not trust TJ.
That's right. No Tommy John for me.
All right. Hawk or Sam Laporta?
Laporta.
Laporta, yeah.
Hawk or Jonnu?
Jonnu.
Hawk or Brenton Strange?
Hawk.
Hawk.
Hawk or Tua? Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
Is that a thing? Has anybody said that?
Fuck off. Oh, all right, God.
The problem is the questionable tight ends are all playing today. So it's like, I can't say Hawk or Hawk Kelsey.
Mark Hawk Andrews. Mark Andrews.
So yeah, that's why the last question was Hawk or Tua. All right. Other questions for the Vikings. Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield?
Baker.
Baker.
Sam Darnold or Brock Purdy?
Darnold.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold or Tua Tagovailoa?
Sammy.
Yeah, Darnold.
Sam Darnold or, and this is a re-ask, Jared Goff?
Sam Darnold.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold has at least 200 passing yards in two of his last four games. At least in three of his last four games. And he has multiple passing touchdowns in four straight games. Sam Darnold is a must-start quarterback. All right. What about Aaron Jones this week? So Aaron Jones, interesting guy. He's got a weird-looking beard. Have you seen this?
I have not seen his beard.
Oh, you haven't seen his beard? Just not the yet. Bottom half is dyed blonde.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, just like the last, inch and a half or so. Touchdowns in three out of his last four games. At least 80 total yards in three of his last four games. Bottomed out against the Arizona Cardinals. Is he a top 20 running back this week?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Aaron Jones or Jonathan Taylor?
Jones.
Jones.
Aaron Jones or Bucky Irving?
Bucky.
Jones.
All right. Aaron Jones or Breece Hall?
Jones.
Jones.
Aaron Jones or the law firm of Jacoby and Myers?
Law firm.
Yeah, give me Myers.
All right. And then we've got Jordan Addison this week. He's really the only other question because this Justin Jefferson fella, I would say that he's must start. Ooh, we got a fight going on in Chiefs Texans. Let's go. Fight.
And Chris Jones is down.
Uh-oh.
It looks like a calf cramp, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
I think he's all right. All right. So Jordan Addison, is he must start?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? I trust Walker, so yeah.
Over his last,
yeah. I go down to wide receiver 23, Khalil Shakir, with must-start receivers this week.
Perfect. All right. And where's Jordan Addison ranked for you?
21.
All right. We'll skip the questions for him. Just want to note, nine targets, six receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown. That is his average over the last five games. Granted, Jesus. he scored three touchdowns in one game, but the rest of that, holy shit. So, yeah. And that's against Tennessee, who's supposed to have a good defense, Chicago, who's supposed to have a good defense, Arizona, who does have a good defense, and we won't talk about the Falcons.
The Falcons' defense isn't that bad.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
But he scored three touchdowns against them.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Walker, your question is about DK Metcalf.
Is it time to bench him? Go away from him.
I think in the playoffs, you probably have a better option than DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I don't know if you do, though.
Get his ass, Mike.
Mike, looking at my rosters, you sure about that, bud?
Are you in the playoffs in any of those rosters?
I am. No, actually, I'm not because I don't have DK Metcalf anywhere. But I am in the playoffs, Mike. You didn't bounce me from the playoffs entirely. I just have to play for third place, okay?
Here, I'm reversing it. I'm going to give you guys four questions.
What?
Oh, yeah. You didn't expect that, did you, bitch?
I did.
DK Metcalf or Tyreek Hill?
Start Tyreek Hill.
DK.
DK Metcalf or Jawan Jennings?
DK.
Jennings.
DK Metcalf or Devontae Smith?
Devontae.
DK Metcalf or Keenan Allen?
Oh, DK.
DK, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Walker, you want to just run the damn show now? Is that what we're doing here?
No.
Oh, thank you. All right. Let's talk about his teammates, though. Jackson Smith and Njigba. Is he a must start?
Oh, yes.
JSN or T. Higgins?
Higgins.
JSN.
JSN or Drake London?
JSN.
Yeah, JSN.
JSN or Cooper Kupp?
JSN.
JSN, yeah.
All right. JSN or, I realized the last one was supposed to be somebody else, but it was autofilled with Jacoby Myers, and that's not the question. So I don't know who that was supposed to be. So let's just go to Ken Walker. Ken Walker was out last week with an injury. We had the Zach Charbonnet. Actually, he was out the last 2 weeks with injury. We had the Zach Charbonnet show. Are we going back to Kenneth Walker this week?
I think in most cases, yes.
Yeah, if he's playing, you start him.
Yeah, so the game before he left with an injury, he did have 93 total yards. Caught four balls in that one. Game before that was questionable against the Niners, but that was a weird game. Game before that, he had over 100 yards and three catches in that one. I think you're starting him, but are you going to start him over Elijah Moore?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I might have miscalculated where we were on Kenneth Walker. somebody vamp. I'm going to make a new question here.
I'll do it. I'm not running the show. I'm just taking over this part.
Wow.
For this game. Kenneth Walker or Brian Robinson?
Give me Walker.
Robinson.
Okay, Kenneth Walker or Tony Pollard?
Walker.
Walker, yeah.
Kenneth Walker or Breece Hall?
Oof. Hall.
I'll go Hall.
And Kenneth Walker or Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor.
He's playing the Titans this week.
Yep.
That one's tough. I will go with Kenneth Walker.
right, fair.
All right. You
He's
don't
above
start
my
you this
line of
week.
delineation at running back, which is RB20 Brian Robinson.
Okay. Do not start Geno Smith unless you want to get 200 yards and one touchdown
And a pick.
and a pick.
He'll
That's your
play.
Geno.
Geno Smith is the king of playing really well and having a shitty ass stat line.
Yeah, Geno Smith is like we talk about. There's players that are better in fantasy than real life. He is the opposite. He
He
is a
is
good
way
quarterback
better
who
in
does
real life
nothing.
than fantasy because he won't run.
Yeah.
And yeah, his offensive coordinator calls like eight plays. So yeah, he throws for like 240, a touchdown and a pick every game with 2 rushing yards. And you're like,
Yeah.
okay, what the hell am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, he's not good for fantasy, but he
Oh,
does.
13 points. Thanks, man.
Cool, dude. That's like the game where he scored the game-winning rushing touchdown, which was 7 points. He played a good game against the 49ers. He had like 14 fantasy points.
Yeah, it's
And seven of
ridiculous.
those were the game-winning touchdown run. So, all right. Anything else from this game you both want to talk about? All
No.
right, Walker with the continuing, they can't keep getting away with it, picking the Seattle Seahawks in this one.
Yeah, this one is I think the Vikings can keep getting away with it in the regular season at least. The Vikings always lose in Seattle, and I'm just going with that.
Okay.
I think the narrative is done. I mean, they're probably going to beat the Packers in some really stupid way.
All right, sounds good. So, Mike and I both have the Minnesota Vikings winning this one. So, next game up, Walker's Bosometer game of the month. Oh, that last game
I'm a
was
mob.
Walker's game of the week, by the
Yeah,
way.
Vikings Seahawks game of the week for me.
Yeah. Bosometer game of the month, Jaguars Raiders. Two teams that are combined of 5-23.
Yuck.
Woo, 2 teams, 5 wins, baby. All
Yeah.
3 of our teams have more wins than that.
Let's go. And the Niners suck butt. All right. Jags have no injuries for the Raiders. Jordan Meredith is doubtful. Sam Webb, Kenai Mulaga, and Nate Hobbs are questionable. My nose is very itchy right now. I'm so very sorry about that. And then I'm not picking it. No, stop.
Pick a winner.
This motherfucker's picking his nose.
Raiders are 1 point favorite, 39.5 point over under. That would be really great if it was a tie. I think that would be wonderful.
Oh, hell
So
yeah. Tie would be fantastic.
tie would be awesome. All right, my question for this one, Brenton Strange? Are we going back to Brenton Strange? He had a ton of targets last week. He was 11 of 12 for God, my stupid document still hasn't opened. Hold on. I
Isn't it like
remember he's
70 yards?
72 yards,
Yeah, something
73
like that.
yards. Okay. 11 for 12 for 73 yards. I'm gonna have to close and reopen Microsoft Word. All right. 11 for 12 for 73 yards. Are we going back to him this week?
Honestly, I think you can. I think the targets are going to be there. I like the matchup. I feel like you're going to get a high floor out of Strange. My lock of the week is Brenton Strange, double digit fantasy points.
Oh, wow. So, TJ Hawkinson or Brenton Strange?
TJ Hawkinson.
Hawk,
Mike?
yeah.
All right, Sam Laporta or Brenton Strange?
Laporta.
Porta.
Okay. These are both guys that you both think will get more than double digit fantasy points. Triple digit fantasy points?
Triple.
Whoa. I hope Sam Laporta has 100 fantasy points. That
Walker's
would
like,
mean the
I would
Lions
like to
won
see
like 80 to nothing.
that. Sam Laporta will get 100 fantasy points in IDP leagues because he will play middle linebacker.
Hey, you know what? Throw Shane Zylstra out there. What do you got to lose?
Yeah, right. Brent Stranger, Tucker Kraft, Brock Wright, you're not doing enough. Go play. Go
Oh,
rush the passer.
Jesus. I go Strange over Kraft. Strange Kraft. What is this? Fucking moldy cheese?
Let's go, baby. Mike, Kraft or Brenton Strange?
I'll go Tucker.
Brenton Strange or Jake Ferguson?
Ooh. Strange.
Yeah, Fergo hasn't done anything.
Yeah. Jump scare on the Chiefs sideline just now. Matt Nagy sighting. I always forget that he's on the Chiefs. Like,
he's their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I always forget that. He goes, hey, Patrick Mahomes, do some bullshit.
I call the play. Patrick Mahomes. Okay, man.
Yeah, cool, dude. Patrick Mahomes in the huddle. We're not doing that bullshit.
I'm not running that. Let's go with one of three pre-planned audibles I've got here.
I love Matt Nagy calls in the play. Patrick Mahomes is just like silence. He's like, yeah, we won't be doing that.
No, thanks, man. I'm good, actually. I think I'm just going to drop back one step and throw it to Travis Kelce for 5 yards.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? All right. Elsewhere on the Jags, BTJ must start. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mac Jones, glory play streamer. Please don't do it, but it would be really funny. I'm all in on Mac Jones this week.
Yeah, Jeff just wants Mac Jones to do the Rizzler again.
The Rizzler.
It was the most swagless Rizzler ever. That's why I think I want him to do it again.
I love to have less swag than a fat 11-year-old.
Well, because he did it. He did it way too fast, and then he kind of had his finger just, like, hanging in the air. Like, he just, like, he swiped his cheek, and his finger is just, like, he was, like, uh-uh. Like, he couldn't decide to keep doing, like, if he had done the Rizzler into the Mutombo, oh, my God. Mac Jones, call me. The Rizztumbo. Mac Jones, let's get your swag up, son. All right.
Wake up, turn my swag on. White guy voice. Wake up, turn my swag on.
The Mac Jones anthem. All right. Travis Etienne or Kendre Miller?
Etienne.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'll go Etienne.
Travis Etienne or Madden create a player, Patrick Taylor?
Oh, God. Give me Etienne. I don't want anything to do with that backfield.
I don't get what Madden create a player is.
Just because it's like the fifth string running back for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's just the most generic name possible.
Yeah, Patrick Taylor.
Yeah.
Patrick Taylor. So Madden create a player against who again?
ETN.
I'll go ETN.
All right, Travis Etienne or Adam Thielen?
Thielen.
Thielen.
Travis Etienne or DK Metcalf?
Metcalf.
Yeah, Adam Thielen, or I'm sorry, not Adam Thielen. Travis Etienne over his last four games. He hasn't been very high end, but he's been having a decent floor. 27 receiving yards, 44 rushing yards, and 4 catches per game. No touchdowns, so he's been real JD McKissick mode.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so good floor, not a lot of ceiling there. Don't start anybody else on the Jags. I said BTJs must start, and everybody agreed. So.
Yeah.
And everybody laughed.
And that fantasy football player's name, Albert Einstein.
I was going to say Jesus Christ.
All right, for the Raiders, you got Brock Bowers. He's been not as high end lately, but I don't think you can get away from Brock Bowers at this point. Like, I didn't even make questions for him.
Oh, not in that matchup. No, that's a fantastic matchup, and he's Brock Bowers. I mean, I'm good.
Brock Bowers has looked bad exactly once, and it was when he was standing next to Rob Gronkowski.
He's looked bad twice. Also, when he did the Trump dance.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's very true. I forgot about the Trump dance. Also, Malcolm Rodriguez did the Trump dance. Walker.
Did he?
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith and Malcolm Rodriguez did it. Walker.
Oh, well, I don't
Walker,
like that.
Your statement.
I wish they hadn't.
Yeah.
That's not preferable.
Please don't do that. I don't want to know what the rich guys on my football team think.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I know very specifically what one rich guy on my football team thinks. So.
Oh, well, yes. yeah, I think... I think Malcolm Rodriguez being a Latino American young man from Texas. I don't know. I mean, I think he's ripe for Trumpism, and he's rich.
Yeah,
like to a degree.
Let's one statement about that. There's a lot of pulling the ladder up behind them from Latinos in Texas, and it's very bothersome. All right. Jacoby Myers or Jordan Addison this week?
Myers.
Myers.
Jacoby Myers or Devonta Smith this week?
I'd still go Myers.
Myers.
Jacoby Myers or Debo J. Moore?
I forgot about that. God damn it. Oh, man. That was a good one. I'll go Myers.
Myers.
Love the Jacoby Myers target fest.
Jacoby Myers or Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Myers.
Myers, yeah.
All right. Yeah, Jacoby Myers, it doesn't matter who's under center. He is just eating targets.
Aiden O'Connell will throw in the ball 12 times.
10 times, 15 times. Almost.
That's right.
Unironically, 10 times, 15 times.
Correct, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, something I forgot to mention with BTJ. I brought it up on Blue Sky. BTJ and Marvin Harrison Jr. are combined for... are tied for third in team air yards target share over the last 4 weeks. And
oh yeah, I remember this post.
And Marvin Harrison Jr. has done nothing with it.
I know.
Absolutely nothing. And it's because his ADOT's like 13 and BTJ's is like 9.
Yeah, it's just they're throwing less catchable passes to Harrison.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think Brian Thomas is extremely good. And is certainly playing better than Marvin Harrison right now, but I think it's too early to make a determination who is better.
No, he's just getting the coordinators better.
Well, I mean, Press Taylor is not good.
I mean that's the problem. Notice I didn't say the Jags' offensive scheme is good.
Yeah,
I just said better.
Better than.
Then hey, we're gonna take our number 5 pick and we're gonna turn him into. Bad Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, he's just gonna clear out he's gonna be clear out, man.
Making space for using our number 5 pick to make space for Trey McBride.
I mean, McBride's good, but like the rest. I mean, is it working? They're 7-7.
It's working for Trey McBride.
I was gonna say they're fine.
It's working the same way that it worked for Marvin Mims and Audric Estime on Thursday.
Yeah, fair.
All right, let's talk Niners Dolphins, shall we? Niners travel cross country to Miami, but it's not a 10:00 game.
Correct.
Both teams are 6-8. Miami 2.5-point favorites. 46.5-point over under. I keep going back and forth between Miami and San Francisco. I'm gonna go with the Niners, baby. Let's go. Isaac Garrido will not be playing. Neither will Trent Williams. Ooh, maybe I should go back to Miami. Nick Bosa and Dre Greenlaw are both questionable for the Dolphins. Non-football illness for Blake Ferguson. What is a football illness?
Hand football disease.
Concussion? He is out. Dee Eskridge and Jalen Waddle are both doubtful. Teron Armstead is questionable, as is Kendall Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Bradley Chubb, and Cameron Good. More like Cameron Bad, folks. All right.
Why was that funny that time?
I don't know.
Every once in a while, it just hits me. I don't know why.
All right. My question for this one is, are we starting the Madden creative player in the semifinals? Patrick Taylor. I would like to just run off some names really quick. Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Isaac Garrido, and Jordan Mason. All guys who are on the depth chart ahead of Patrick Taylor, who is a special teamer. Are we starting Patrick Taylor this week?
I would not do that. I know he's the presumptive starting running back, but I just can't trust this guy in the fantasy playoffs.
Mike, what do you think?
I think that 49ers offensive system is built for any running back, no matter how bad they are. They just always seem to get points. So do I want to trust Patrick Taylor? No, but will he probably score inside the top 24? Probably. And if you don't have anybody better than a top 20 to 24 player at running back position, which I would think you would since you're in the semifinals, then go for it. But if you do, then yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Mike saying, not my funeral.
Yeah, pretty much.
Patrick Taylor or Titans running back?
Titans running back.
Yeah, Titans running back.
Patrick Taylor or Vegas running back?
Patrick Taylor.
Amir Abdullah.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't mention that last with the Raiders game. Completely skipped that. Amir Abdullah, decent desperation PPR guy.
Yep.
Patrick Taylor or Adam Thielen?
Patrick Taylor.
I'm going to go back to Thielen.
Patrick Taylor or Marvin Harrison Jr., who keeps showing up on this list?
Patrick Taylor.
Harrison.
Okay, here's my take on Patrick Taylor. He could go 5 for 12 in the first quarter, and then it's Keyshawn Vaughn.
Yeah.
I wish it was Izzy Abanikanda, but he was inactive last week, so.
Yeah, it's going to be Vaughn behind Taylor. So, yeah, I mean, it could easily end up being like 12 carries each.
Yeah, it could be real nasty. If it's 12 carries each, they're not going to be rotating. It's going to be Kyle Shanahan being like, well, this didn't fucking work with Patrick Taylor. So, and then he turns it over to Keyshawn Vaughn instead.
Yeah.
Good times in San Francisco. Just everything's going great.
They love to have every active running back be a cast off from a different team.
Yeah, I love to be like, oh, that's where that guy ended up with every running back on my team. All right, Brock Purdy. Are we starting Brock Purdy or Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua.
Brock Purdy. Yeah, Tua.
Brock Purdy or Jared Goff?
Goff.
Goff.
Brock Purdy or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, new quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
French Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Give me Aaron.
Ooh, wow. Brock Purdy or Anthony Richardson?
Brock.
Richardson.
Okay. Brock Purdy has been doing well after losses. I heard on CBS this week, 26 fantasy points per game after losses that he played in. So not counting the Bills game because he didn't play in the game before that this season. But Miami has a very good pass defense. So I'm very not sure about Brock Purdy. I would not be starting him this week. What about Juwan Jennings?
I like Jennings. I think he's like a low-end wide receiver to really high-end flex.
Okay. Mike, Juwan Jennings or Bucky Irving?
Bucky.
Bucky.
Juwan Jennings or, this is a re-ask, Debo J. Moore?
Give me Moore.
Jennings against Moore, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go Jennings.
Jennings or JT?
JT.
Taylor, yeah.
Jennings or Michael Penix? This is an actual question.
Jennings.
I would hope it'd be Penix just because it's a quarterback, but yeah, I think I'll go Jennings.
Okay, Walker, your question is about the quarterback on the other side of the ball. Tua turned the ball over.
Are we comfortable playing Tua after the debacle last week against Houston?
Ooh. No.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought, too. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with it because it was... but the previous weeks before that, he wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
And then against the 49ers depleted defense, it's a good start. So I think you can start him.
Defense, not that depleted outside of the line. Mostly the offense that's fallen apart.
Yeah.
It's like Javon Hargrave, some depth guys. The defense isn't that depleted for the Niners. It's actually stronger now that Devondre Campbell, 49ers doing Devondre Campbell as dirty as he did them. Did you guys see this?
So they suspended him.
Specifically so he could not go to another team.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. They suspended him instead of cutting him specifically so that he would remain on the 49ers roster so he couldn't go to a playoff team.
That's really funny.
They're like, fuck me? Fuck you.
Call an ambulance, but not for me.
But not for me, yeah. So, yeah. So, I don't think the 49ers defense is particularly depleted. Like, they have actually gotten guys back.
I feel like this is going to be a game where Tua has, like, 300 passing yards, but also multiple turnovers.
Yeah. I one thing that, you know, because the 49ers ate shit so hard on Thursday Night Football, that the Rams only scored 12 points in that game.
Yeah. There were no touchdowns in that game.
No touchdowns. 6 field goals, baby. There should have been one, but Deebo Samuel, you fucking dropped it, you piece of shit. By the way, we didn't talk about Deebo Samuel for one very particular reason, which is don't play him. Don't play him. Yeah, get him off your roster. So I think that Tua is kind of a down guy this week. I wouldn't start him if I'm not starting him in a 2-quarterback league because I have Kyler.
Yeah, I would definitely start Kyler over Tua.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? Kyler over Tua?
Yeah.
What about, let's just say, for example, I'm not reading this off of a screen or anything, Tua or Aaron Rodgers?
Tua.
Rodgers.
Tua or Anthony Richardson?
Tua.
Tua.
Tua or Jared Goff?
Goff.
Goff.
Tua or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
Stafford.
All right. If Tyreek Hill plays, I think that he's a must start.
Yep, I agree.
Yep.
Jalen Waddle probably isn't playing. Devon Achane is a must start. And Jonnu Smith is a must start.
Correct.
Correct.
All right. That's it for this game. Let's talk about
Jeff's weirdly sneaky banger of the week.
Yeah, my weirdly sneaky banger of the week, mostly because defense optional.
True.
Defense optional and 2 quarterbacks that are going to throw the ball a bunch and 2 running games that are coming around. So Buccaneers, Cowboys. Buccaneers are 8-6. Cowboys 6-8. Tampa Bay 4.5-point favorites. 48.5-point over under. Buccaneers injuries. Cameron Johnson and Antoine Winfield are out. KJ Britt, Kate Otten are doubtful. Mike Edwards is questionable. I don't think Kate Otten will be playing. I would say if I had to put a tag on him, I would say doubtful. So I don't think you should go to with Kate Otten.
Oh yeah, he was listed as doubtful yesterday.
Yeah. So no, that was the joke because I read that he was doubtful and then I was I think that he's doubtful for this one. All right. For the Cowboys, Jalen Brooks and Trayvon Diggs are out. TJ Bass, Eric Kendricks, Jordan Lewis and Micah Parsons, Nick Vigil and Wanye Thomas are questionable. Sorry, I got shook by, I don't know what NIR for Eric Kendricks is. Non-injury related, but then it says calf.
Yeah, not injury related. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he got a tattoo on his calf and so he sat out of practice because it hurt and he didn't want to get
he didn't want to take the plastic off yet because the plastic he didn't want to leak all over his leg.
Oh my God, could you imagine? All right, my question is, should we be paying attention to Jalen McMillan?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd leave this one to Mike, but yeah, I mean, we talked about it on Tuesday's podcast, yeah. He's really involved. He's running routes on tons of plays, getting open. He's fixed the drop problem from earlier this year, and He seems to have gained Baker's trust is what I would say is what it looks like. I can understand not being super into playing a guy who has 2 good games on the season in your fantasy semis. But I mean, if you need a high ceiling wide receiver 3, you could do a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And especially on the drops thing, because they tried Jalen McMillions, which is what I almost called him.
Jalen McMillions.
Jalen McMillionaire, Jalen Chameleonaire. they tried him earlier in the season.
They see me rolling.
I'm playing for Tampa Bay and I'm catching tutties. Catching tutties. You're gonna see me catching tutties. All right. Anyways, earlier in the season, to my point, they tried him again. He had 15 targets against Baltimore and Atlanta, and he had 7 catches for 50 yards. So they tried this already once and it didn't work. And then they went back to the lab. And then over the last 2 games, he has 13 targets for 9 catches, 3 touchdowns and 130 yards. I'm getting multiple. Oh, yeah. my buddy, who all he does is talk about how he has the most unlucky fantasy team, has Tank Dell on his team. So he's texting me screenshots like, I'm not watching this game. Joe, I'm watching the game, man. You think I don't know that Tank Dell's knee exploded? All right. This is also the one who thinks that he was the only thing standing between me and a championship. Not even close. All right. Anyways, Jalen McMillan, he's been good the last 2 weeks, folks. Tampa Bay was like, oh, hey, he's a good football player. So I think that you can start Jalen McMillan this week. So Jalen McMillan or Christian Watson?
McMillan.
Jalen McMillan or Patrick Taylor?
McMillan.
Chiefs going to 14-1. Jalen McMillan or Josh Downs?
McMillan.
Jalen McMillan or Jameson Williams?
McMillan.
I don't know why I said it like that. Bucky Irving, we've been talking a lot about on this episode, so I'm not doing a specific one for him. Mike
you
Evans
is playing.
Yeah. What about Rashad White? Rashad White or DK Metcalf?
Metcalf,
yeah.
Rashad White or Keenan Allen?
White.
Rashad White or Keenan Allen? Yeah, White.
All right. Rashad White or Jaden Reed?
White.
Rashad White or Darnell Mooney?
Mooney.
All right. What are we doing with Baker Mayfield in this game?
Fire him up.
Yep. Start him.
All right. Are we going Baker Mayfield or Jaden Daniels?
Baker.
Baker Mayfield or Kyler?
Baker.
Or Kyler, yeah, Baker.
Baker or Darnold, which I think I already asked.
Baker.
Baker or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Okay, Baker or Josh Allen?
Mr. 90 points in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe Josh. Maybe Josh Allen he's hit his limit. He's got his fill of fantasy points.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm.
I think he'll be running for 2 more touchdowns this week.
God, I hope so. All right, let's talk about the other side of the football, which is a free space team with Rico Dowdle and CeeDee Lamb. I think they are both must-start guys this week.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle, I famously, they're talking about it everywhere, took the Rico Doodoo moniker off of him. He now gets to be called by his government name.
Is that actually his government name?
Rico Dowdle? I'm seeing what his government name is. Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle Jr.
Nice.
Yeah, so 3 straight games of over 100 rushing yards, 4 straight games of over 95 total yards. He's good, folks. They did it. They got a running back. Kind of sad to see Zeke Elliott go out like this, but also not sad because Zeke Elliott is a bad person.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott, annoying.
All right, Cooper Rush. Are we in a 2 quarterback league? Are we playing Cooper Rush this week?
In 2 quarterback league, I think you can do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Cooper Rush has been weirdly like passable the last couple games. Against Carolina last week, 3 touchdowns. Against the Bengals, 2 touchdowns. Against the Giants on Thanksgiving, they didn't really need him to do much. But the game before that against Washington, also multiple touchdowns in that game. So Cooper Rush is my deep streamer quarterback this week. So Cooper Rush or Aaron Rodgers?
Cooper Rush. Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
All right, Cooper Rush or Drake May?
Rush.
Yeah, Rush.
Cooper Rush, or check this out, Michael Penis.
Can he say that?
Penis.
Give me Cooper.
Cooper Rush or Matthew Stafford?
Jeez. Stafford.
Yeah, so I miscalculated on where Stafford would be for you guys this week. Also, I saw a banger TikTok about Michael Penix I forgot to bring up, which was if I had a nickel for every time the Falcons had a black left-handed quarterback with the first name Michael, whose last name was one letter off of a name for a penis, I'd have 2 nickels. But it's weird that it's happened twice.
God.
Michael Dick, folks.
Michael Dick. Dick. Now, they're gonna in 20 years they're gonna draft a lefty named like Michael Rock.
It's gonna be Michael. There's gonna be a Michael Johnson, and they're like, and they're like, sorry, can't do that. He's can't like the number one overall prospect, and they're like, sorry, can't know that. His name needs to be like Michael Ronson.
Ronson.
Oh wow, Patrick Mahomes got the Peacock Madden Cast Player of the Game, and it is there is a little award for it. I'm sure that's going to go right next to his Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah,
his MVPs.
Yeah, his MVPs and Super Bowl trophies. He's definitely not going to throw that out as soon as he gets home. He's going to be like, oh, cool, I had a table leg that was a little wonky, and this fits perfectly. All right. I forgot what we were talking about. Because we have to talk about Monday Night Football now.
Yep.
Saints at Packers. Saints are 5-9. Oh, we all think Tampa Bay is going to win that game. Saints at Packers. Saints are 5-9. Packers are 10-4. Green Bay, 14.5-point favorites. 42.5-point over-under. Injuries for this one. We don't have official Saturday injury reports yet because they haven't filed them. So Chris Olave is possibly back from his concussion. Alvin Kamara is doubtful with a groin injury. MVS did not practice. He's questionable. And then for the Packers, Luke Musgrave was limited with a knee injury, but he's supposed to play. Don't start a Saint. Maybe Kendre Miller.
Kendre Miller is the only one I would even consider, and even then, I'd rather not.
Kendre Miller or Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Harrison. Miller.
Ooh, Mike. Kendre Miller or Jaden Reed?
Reed.
Reed.
Kendre Miller or Michael Pittman Jr.?
Miller.
Pittman.
All right, Michael Pittman or Rome Odunze?
Well, who cares? That's not the right player.
Kendre Miller or Rome Odunze?
Miller.
Are we done talking about the Saints?
Yes. Fuck the Saints.
Ooh, wow. Walker coming out hard against the canonized Roman Catholic folks. Walker says, fuck the Saints.
Roman Catholicism? More like Roman...
can't ball with them.
That's right. You can't. I mean, they're bad teammates, folks.
That's right, folks. Except for that one priest that did the devil move in that video and absolutely torched that kid.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was pretty good. I always like to see a guy who's dressed up for work, however it is, just like schooling some 16-year-old kid at basketball.
Yeah, did you see that?
That's always good content.
Yeah, this one, Mike, this one was a guy in a full priest garb who did a double move on a route and just absolutely torched this kid.
No.
Just destroyed him. It was pretty funny. And it was like when you've got I think the caption was like, when you got to pray for the Saints at 10 and play for the Saints at 1.
Pretty good.
All right. Where were we? Oh, Packers. So, Mike, your question was about... the wide receivers.
Yeah, who's going to lead the wide receiver room in fantasy points scored?
I don't know, man. Jaden Reed, probably?
That's also my answer, yeah.
I guess? Who knows?
I have three of them between 33 and 40 in my rankings.
And I don't know what order Walker has, but it's probably both correct and incorrect at the same time.
Right.
It's Schrodinger's receivers. You can't rank them. They're outside of ordinal space.
Would you like a boom bust wide receiver 3? Congratulations. It's the whole wide receiver room.
Yeah. Pick one. Romeo Doubs, maybe he'll score 2 touchdowns.
He did last week.
Christian Watson, maybe he'll have 2 for 97 and a touchdown.
Right. He had 140 receiving yards a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Jaden Reed. Maybe he'll have 36 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and go 4 for 40 otherwise. Who knows?
2 rushing touchdowns.
I hate this wide receiver room. Mike, who leads the team in wide receiver fantasy points?
In this question?
It's your question!
All three of them.
Mike's like, you can't turn my question around on me.
They all tie.
Yeah. So are we starting any of them?
No.
I would prefer not to, but if you were going to start one of them, I'd start Reed.
I am in the same boat. He is the most involved.
Right. They there are all more plays that are for Jaden Reed than the other two receivers.
Exactly. It's a real what if we made the whole receiver room out of the Keenan Allen Roma Dunze question?
Pretty much, yeah. NFC right. North receivers, they're either really good or confusing.
Yeah. NFC North, they're all Tim Patrick.
Okay. Tim's Patrick.
Tim's Patrick. Jameson's William. I almost forgot the S there.
I was going to say, the last name doesn't lose the S.
Jameson's William. I'm making my own rules for English. You only get one S per name at the end. So it's either Jameson's William or Jameson Williams.
I got. So you are really anti-Latvian names.
Ooh, don't talk to me about Latvian names. I'm coming for you, Latvian names.
Rytus Stauskas.
Stauskas?
Sauskastio?
Sauskastio? Dumbest nickname ever. By the way, I'm coming for you, Christian Ellis. Two S's? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, what is that?
What are you doing, dog? Hey,
that's Lions legend Luther Ellis's son. Shut up.
Well, Lions legend Luther Ellis, I'm coming for you too.
I saw him one time.
Oh, did you?
At a Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
Hell yeah, dude. Romano's Macaroni Grill. I haven't been there in ages.
Pretty good.
Is that the one with all the different breads? Or is that Macaroni Grill?
Romano's Macaroni Grill is the full name of the thing.
Oh, it is the full name of it.
I think they only have a couple breads, though.
But they have multiple types of breads. You go to places, you only get one type of bread.
Yeah, that's true.
You go to Romano's Macaroni Grill, you're getting that that like rye bread thing, that like dark loaf.
And you get like the focaccia.
Yeah. Yeah. Good focaccia. Stuff. Focaccia. Not focacta, folks. It's certified good. All right. Let's land this plane. Jordan Love or Brock Purdy?
Love.
Love, yeah.
Jordan Love or Tua?
Love.
And then a couple re-asks. Jordan Love or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff.
Goff, yeah.
Jordan Love or Kyler Murray?
Murray.
All right, let's talk about Tucker Kraft. Are we starting Tucker Kraft this week?
No.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, then we'll skip the questions, because I said Tucker Kraft or Dalton Kincaid. We're not skipping the questions.
Kincaid, I don't care. Don't play either of those guys.
Tucker Kraft or Jake Ferguson?
Kraft.
All right, perfect. Anything else we want to talk about?
Do we think Green Bay covers 14.5?
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, I do. I do too. Yeah.
Do we think Darren Rizzi has another just absolute meltdown, just crash out because of a dumb special teams thing that happens?
Yeah, probably. It seems like that happens too often to him.
It rolls so hard. It's like, dog, you got bigger things to worry about, man.
No. He just immediately reverts to angry special teams coach.
Oh God, so good. All right, Mike. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Absurdity Podcast. We will be back on Tuesday to talk about all these episodes with our last review episode of the year. Wow. And we'll be back Friday to help everybody in their fantasy finals. And it's the offseason, folks. We did it. So, for Mike and Walker, that's what she said. This is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care. And Adam Silver, you're on notice. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm coming.
No, thank you.